Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. It is the final stretch of 2025, and the market seems to be taking a breather. I'm looking at the boards, and it feels like we are drifting a bit. What is the headline for traders heading into tomorrow?
Drifting is the perfect word for it. We saw the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and the Dow all stuck within a tight range of their flatlines today. No major catalysts, volume is drying up, and honestly, that Santa Claus rally enthusiasm we saw last week, it is definitely waning. We are seeing a market in search of a reason to move.
Right, it felt like a lot of waiting around. But under the hood, there was some serious rotation. Energy was the standout leader, up nearly 1%, even with crude oil slipping a bit.
Exactly. Energy was the only sector with a gain wider than 0.5%. You had oil and gas producers showing leadership. On the flip side, tech was the drag. It finished at the bottom of the leaderboard, down 0.3%. When you have Nvidia and Apple finishing red, it is hard for the indices to get any traction.
Speaking of tech and AI, we did have some interesting corporate action. Meta Platforms bucked the trend, closing up over 1%. They announced they are acquiring a Singapore-based AI startup called Manus. Is this a game changer or just a bolt-on?
In the short term, it is a sentiment booster. It kept the communication services sector green while the rest of the megacaps were snoozing. But the bigger structural story today was actually in the small cap space with Applied Digital.
I saw that ticker, APLD. They are spinning off their cloud unit?
That is the plan. They signed a term sheet to combine their cloud computing unit with EKSO Bionics to form a new company called Chronoscale. It is a smart play. They are trying to separate the high-growth AI compute business from the capital-intensive data center side. The market didn't pop the stock today. It finished flat, but watch this one. Investors love a pure-play AI infrastructure story, and this could unlock that valuation multiple down the road.
Okay, let's pivot to the technicals for tomorrow. We have a full trading day Wednesday before the New Year's break. What are the charts telling us?
Caution is the name of the game. Our sentiment indicators are tilting bearish. We saw high volume selling in the final 30 minutes of the session today. The SPY is hovering near the lower end of its recent range. Key support is sitting right at 685. If we break that, we could see a flush. Resistance is up at 690.
And the Qs?
Similar story for the QQQ. Support is at 618. We are seeing declining trends over the last 13 bars. Basically, unless we get a surprise catalyst, the path of least resistance right now looks sideways to lower.
So in a choppy, low-volume environment, where do we find an edge? Are there any setups actually working?
You have to be tactical. Don't chase the indices. Look for relative strength. Micron, ticker MU, showed strong momentum into the close. That is a continuation setup worth watching. Also, in software, HubSpot, ticker HUBS, it printed higher highs and ramped into the close on expanding volume.
Walk me through the levels on HubSpot.
Sure. You want to see it hold above 405 on the open. If it can break and hold above 407, we have a measured move targeting 409 and potentially 412. But you need volume. If it is quiet, do not touch it.
Got it. Any defensive plays if the market rolls over?
Healthcare is looking decent. Eli Lilly and Mettler Toledo both held steady bids. Lilly, ticker LLY, is grinding higher. If it holds 1080, it could drift toward 1085. It is a slower mover, but in this environment, slow and steady pays.
Before we wrap, I have to ask about the macro noise. We had FOMC minutes today and some headlines about Trump and Powell.
The minutes were a non-event. No surprises there. The headlines about Trump commenting on Powell's job security are creating some noise, but the VXX isn't spiking. It tells me the market is complacent. That is dangerous. Low volatility often precedes a snap, so keep your stops tight. Liquidity is thin, and moves can get exaggerated fast.
Solid advice. Keep the position sizes small and eyes on those levels. That is it for today. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you in the next session. Good luck out there.